And can you think of anything else?
Corn cones.
Yeah, corn cones.
Now, how do you make corn cones?
My mama used to take it and pat it like this and kind of make it like, kind of like, you know, hamburger steaks. Pat it out and put it in one of those shallow grills.
Uh-huh.
Put it in the oven and bake it.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, when she fried
they call
it,
they call that corn sticks, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Now, that's corn cones.
Well, now, sticks, I think, are narrow, aren't they?
Sticks are in a little... I got one of those things in the poured in little corn sticks.
Uh-huh.
Like a mold, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
it's got mold. I think Mother had one of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. what about corn dodgers? Do you ever have them?
That's what you cook on top of turnip greens.
They used to cook them years ago. I ain't seen one, I don't know when.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They used to cook them things. They'd roll them like a biscuit and lay them on top of a pot of greens cooking.
Their whole meal in one pot that has the bread, the boiled meat, and the greens.
That really sounds pretty good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how were the corn dodgers made? Were they just made like cornbread, or?
Mostly,
they just stirred them up, get them pretty stiff.
Mostly cornmeal and a little bit of flour to hold them together and make them kind of stiff where you could pat them and just lay them up there, and then you can't stir your greens or anything, but just let them steam.
That does sound good.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I ain't got no name. I ain't never seen none cooked like that.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. What do you call cornmeal that you cook like grits? You just dump it in boiling water?
What? Yeah.
Cornmeal soup.
I ain't especially got no name for it myself.
Okay. What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the kind of bread that you buy at the store.
Light bread.
Okay. What do you call a round, sweet thing about that big around? It's got a hole in the middle. You know what I'm talking about?
Donut?
Yeah. What do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and you cook them on a grease skillet and eat them with syrup?
Pancake, yeah.
And what else could you call them besides pancakes?
Flapjacks. Hot cakes.
Flapjacks. Yeah, I used to hear them a long time ago call them flitters.
Flitters? Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. And that would be just what we'd call pancakes, you
yeah.
say?
Of course, they wouldn't have as much of the ingredients in them then as they do now. You get it all you got to do is wet it down for it.
Yeah.
Then you had to start playing flour to make it.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
Side meat.
Have you ever heard it called anything besides side meat?
Don't be with her.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and things like that?
Hog head cheese.
Some people call it souse meat.
Well, is there any difference between hog head cheese and souse meat?
I don't think.
All the same thing.
Unless some people put lots of pickles and relish and things like that in it. They might add peppers and things like that on it to make your souse meat.
Well, do you remember what your parents called it? Did they call it hog head cheese or souse meat?
Yeah.
Do you remember which one they called it? See, what I'm wondering is which is the older term?
They called it hog head cheese.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Kernel.
And what about the same kind of thing in a cherry?
They might call it the seed.
And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?